This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisati with the evening news. The headlines. Naglim Governor revokes fifth session of 14th Naglim Legislative Assembly scheduled on August 6, 2024. Union Government convenes all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. Naga Students Federation and Konyak Union laud Naglim Government for filing writ petition in the Supreme Court challenging Centre's decision on Orting Massacre of December 2021. And Naglim Athletics Association announces Naglim Junior Athletics Championships 2024 from 2nd August 2024. Now the news in detail. Naglim Governor La Ganesan has revoked the order summoning the fifth session of the 14th Naglim Legislative Assembly on August 6, 2024. Assembly Secretary in Charge, Kruhitunyo Rio, in a press release today said that the Governor, through an order, has revoked the earlier order issued, which was issued on June 3, 2024. The government at the centre has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from 22nd of this month to the 12th of next month. The union budget will be presented on 23rd of July. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Naga Students Federation, NSF, has commended Nagaland government for filing a writ petition in the Supreme Court of India challenging the decision of the central government with regard to the Orting massacre of December 2021. The state government, through the petition, challenged the central government's denial of sanction to prosecute the Indian Army personnel involved in the incident, which claimed 13 innocent lives. NSF President Medhavir Ree and Assistant General Secretary Kenilo Kent, in a press release today, said that the bold step taken by Nagaland government underscores the state's commitment to justice and accountability in the face of grave human rights violations. The Federation said the Supreme Court's decision to issue a notice to the Union Ministries of Defence and Home Affairs is a significant development. NSF said it stands in solidarity with the state government's petition, emphasizing the necessity of judicial review in cases where there is a refusal of prosecution sanction, as upheld in the landmark Naga People's Movement for Human Rights versus Union of India. Further, the NSF reiterated its call for the repeal of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act from the Naga homeland. The Konyak Union KU lauded Nagalim government for its decisive action in prosecuting 30 para commandos personnel of the 21 para alpha team which were involved in the tragic massacre of 14 innocent civilians at Orting village on December 4, 2021. KU, in a press release, said the state's government move to take the matter at the Supreme Court is a significant step towards ensuring justice for the victims of this horrific incident. It said the KU previously met with Home Minister Y. Patton to apprise the matter and would advocate the case to be perused at the highest judicial level. The union expressed optimism that justice will soon be delivered to the victims and that those found guilty, regardless of their uniform, will receive appropriate punishment. Further, KU said that it is hopeful the state government will continue its relentless efforts to bring justice. Coordination meeting of Chepobozo subdivision between government departments and Chepobozo Town Council was held yesterday at DB Court Chepobozo. The meeting was held to discuss the overall development of the town and to work as a team in building a model township. Chairing the meeting, Chepobozo ADC Alam Yapang Longcha called upon all the new councillors, head of departments and town leaders to render the best service with full dedication towards development of the town. Chepobozo Town Council Chairman Krelelie Kirhu EEPWD Chepobozo Semasie Katiri and Special Secretary to the Chief Minister Vibilityo Kets, amongst others, also delivered short speeches. Various departments, including PHE, Education, Police and Veterinary departments, highlighted their departmental activities.
तारीख पर तारीख युग का हो गया अंत न्यायिक प्रक्रिया के लिए समय सीमा तय भारतीय नागरिक सुरक्षा संहिता 1 जुलाई से लागू आजाद भारत के अपने कानून
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has emphasized the use of latest technologies for accessible and affordable healthcare. He said technology is revolutionizing the healthcare sector and the integration of artificial intelligence and machine learning tools can significantly enhance efficiency and improve healthcare delivery. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, the minister said the country is among the top six biomanufacturers of the world and has become a cost-effective healthcare destination. He said the country is the most sought-after destination for medical tourism and among the frontline nations in preventive healthcare. Highlighting the importance of various schemes like Ayushman Kart, Digital Healthcare Mission, PM Jan Aushadi, the minister said, technology plays a crucial role in ensuring equitable access to healthcare. Dr. Jitendra Singh emphasized the increased cooperation in the public and private sectors. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, state capital Kohima recorded a maximum temperature of 27.6 degrees Celsius and minimum of 18.2 degrees Celsius in the past 24 hours. The rainfall recorded was 4 mm with a relative humidity of 82%. Miss Grant Nagaland and reigning Miss Nagaland Niketunyo Setso is all set to participate in Miss Grant India 2024. The mega glamour event is scheduled to be held from August 11 in Jaipur. This will be the first time the Beauty and Aesthetic Society of Nagaland, BASN, will be sending its beauty queens to represent the state. Addressing a press conference at Kohima Press Club office, BASN President Melekoto Pucho said that BASN has been conducting Miss Nagaland annually for the last 33 years and this year marks a milestone with the acquisition of franchises for Miss Grant India and Miss Universe India. Miss Grant Nagaland Setso shared her delight and excitement to be a contestant, noting that it is a prestigious moment for her and the state. Setso said, the most proud aspect of Naga heritage for her is the Hornbill Festival of Nagaland, which will be highlighted through participation in Miss Grant India. Ministry of Education has extended the last date for accepting self-nomination for National Teachers Award 2024 till 18th July 2024. The ministry said that applicants who have partially filled up their self-nomination as on 18th July 2024 may submit their final submission of self-nomination by 21st July. In this regard, all district education officers, senior subdivisional education officers and SDOs have been requested to disseminate the information to the teachers under their jurisdiction. Nagaland Athletics Association NAAA will be organizing the Nagaland Junior Athletics Championships 2024 from 2nd to 3rd August 2024 at the Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. NAAA, in a press release today, said that competitions will be organized for boys and girls in the categories of under 12, under 14 and under 16. Honorary Secretary, Nagaland Athletics, Mon Sao Muli informed that any indigenous inhabitant of Nagaland can participate in the competition. Various athletics disciplines including long jump, javelin throw, high jump, long jump and shot put will form part of the games. NAA said that registration for athletics and athletes will be online via Google form and registration fee will be 100 rupees per event. Further information about the games is made available in the social media handles of Nagaland Athletics on Instagram and X. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland Governor revokes 5th session of 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly scheduled on August 6, 2024. Union Government convenes all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. Naga Students Federation and Konyak Union laud Nagaland government for filing writ petition and the Supreme Court challenging Santa's decision on Otting massacre of December 2021. And Nagaland Athletics Association announces Nagaland Junior Athletics Championships 2024 from 2nd August 2024. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.